from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They love them. They do great, too, man. Well, they've been around
baseball.
For years. Huh?
That baseball. They're in the living room, and like George will hit the ball, and Teddy will say, like, run, George, run.
I like
it's pretty
that.
Funny.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty good. Clay Thompson, here's Kirk Lakeham, because fans, your last chance here. Do you want Clay back, or do you want to see him move on? 888-957-9570. Here is what Kirk Lakeham, who joined Steiny and Guru yesterday live from Drive City inside the Warriors team store, which is fascinating. Every time I go in there, I spend a couple bucks. Kirk Lakeham on the decision to keep Klay Thompson.
We've had a lot of tough decisions over the years, and I think it's important to remember decisions aren't usually one way. They're two way. There's more than one party involved in any decision. Look, we absolutely love Klay. We want him here. We want him to finish his career as a Warrior. Like, we're unequivocal about that. Just got to try to see if we can figure this thing out. And, you know, I think we all hope he's ready to come back and we can make something work with him, because he is just such an important part of what we built and what we want to continue to do.
So that's Kirk Lakeham, the executive vice president of basketball operations, the Golden State Warriors, obviously the son of Joe Lakeham, but he's obviously getting elevated here over the years. And look, man, he's trying to roll up his sleeves and get down and dirty here. And he acknowledges that it is tough. And we got to be realistic about Klay Thompson, about the money, about the years, about the way their salary cap is situated here. Sure, they love Klay Thompson because everybody loves shooting. But at what price? Is the price too high for Klay? And I want to know what Dove fans want to see. By the time we get in here on Monday, it is realistic that Klay will be on another team. Or we come back here Monday and he's back with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, it's possible. All these options are possible here. But Kirk Lakeham, outsider, saying the dynasty is over. This is something I want to hear.
Everyone wants to say a dynasty is dead. The reality is your story is not done until it's done. There have been lots of cases where a team takes a couple years and doesn't win. You can't win every year. We tried to do that. We came close. But realistically, you can't win every single year. But just because you don't win one year doesn't mean you can't retool, get better, come back. I mean, we've done it once already. And I know people want to, you know, put the nail in the coffin right now and say, no, this time it's over. You know, this time they're done.
Right.
We don't believe that. We believe we can still get at least one more with the current group. And then, I mean, why would we stop just because some players retire or something? Mm. We still are going to try to win a championship. It gets harder when you don't have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. Definitely gets harder, but that's always the goal. I just think it's very easy to write a team, and I would do the same thing. By the way, we do the same thing every time a team loses. Yep, they're done. Like, yeah, next summer's gonna be impossible for them. But and look, people probably said that about Boston. You know, said, oh, that was their one chance. They didn't do it, and look at what they did. So, it's on us to get better, but by no means do we think a dynasty is over. You don't get to say these are the years of a dynasty until like 10 or 15 years later.
Right.
And so to us, we're still in it, and we're going to try to win the championship this year, next year, and the year after.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I like to talk.
Guys, look.
I'm a sucker for that stuff.
If I was
all in.
Look, he can say whatever he wants, right? And he can have any prerogative he wants. I mean, he was part of it, you know. But what I would suggest is like, hey, the D word, I'd be like, hey, we're trying to win the championship like every year. Like, that's every organization in sports goal. And we're trying to put the best team we possibly can. Dynasty, this, that, and the other. Like, yeah, we hope when 30 years from now, 40 years from now, we could stack up as many wins and championships or whatever and let the dust settle and you guys could figure it out. I would say this, like, we all knew New England's dynasty was done the second Tom Brady left. Come on. We knew it was done.
I knew it was done when he threw the interception in the wild card game against Tennessee.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was done.
Yeah, I did. I was like, man, he looks lost. He might have been watching. Boy, was I wrong.
I know. but like, sometimes you could tell when the dynasty's over. Like, you just can't.
So is this dynasty over? Because they still have Stephen Curry.
Well, that's
we have our Tom Brady.
That's the difference. Like, the second, you know, Steph is done.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, there's a difference between dynasty and well-run organizations that continue to keep churning. Like, do we even discuss the Yankees like they're a quote unquote dynasty? No, we just say they're the Yankees. Like, I don't even consider the Lakers like the dynasty. Like, no, Shaq and Kobe and, you know, Kobe and Gasol. I don't call those quote unquote dynasties. They're just the Lakers, and they've been excellent pretty much my whole life, except the last whatever, you know, 6 out of 8 years. You know what I mean? So I don't know. We throw the D word around, dynasty, and I just think we're a little flippant with it.
I do, but what I'm focused on here with Kirk Laker, what he said is the goal is to win the championship this year.
That's the bigger
point. Next year,
yes,
and a year after.
Which should be their goal.
And they're big game hunting.
Yes.
So their goal is to win the championship, Warrior fans. 888-957-9570. It may look realistic right now, but let's keep in mind, and I know Dallas is younger, and they've got some pieces here, and the Warriors are trying to get younger and trying to find pieces here. But Dallas did go from not making the playoffs to advancing to the NBA Finals. That just happened. And in today's NBA, it's got more of an NFL feel because of the parity and the cap and everything like that. It's going to be year to year to year to year. Like, the NFL is a year-to-year league now where you can't just say, hey, we're going to build a team for the next 3 years. You can try, but it's really a year-to-year league.
5 new champions in the last
exactly.
5 years.
Exactly. So they're trying to win every single year. Does fans like hearing that from Kirk Lakeup? I like hearing that. Hey, we're trying to win a championship. Okay, so now that's baked into the equation, which is like the Giants when they say, hey, the stakes are high. Okay, I can live with that. The stakes are high. Let's go.
Yeah, but,
the 49ers, and it's a difference.
But hear me out here. It is absurd. Yeah,
but
you don't have a Steph Curry.
But I hear it. You may say it's absurd, but the message, though, is like, hey, we're trying to win, even though it doesn't look like, and they, listen, the Giants went crazy the offseason. They just spent a lot of money. They brought a lot of players in. May not be the Steph Currys of the world or the Draymonds or the Clays or the Wiggins or whatnot, but they did try to be active. So I'll give them that at least. And they told us, hey, the stakes are high. So when they're sitting here and under 500 and four games under 500, it's not acceptable. But I do like when the Niners say, hey, the goal is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they, okay, just we will move on because this is a... I differentiate the Giants from the other two teams. The Niners and the Warriors have legendary all-time players.
The Giants
are literally telling me that they have to roll out Austin Slater because they have to make the playoffs. When I'm saying, dog, your whole team's a bunch of Austin Slaters. Get me a quote-unquote guy in his prime who could be an all-star. Right now, their all-star is Tyler Rogers. So, anyway, keep it moving. Yeah, I don't want to dominate Giants talk.
No. We're not going to get into Giants talk, but...
They haven't earned it, but
you know what though? They have all talked about it from Flem to Johnson to Farhan. We got to make the playoffs, and they've got a $200 million payroll. So the way they spent tells me that they're at least trying to do something. They know they have to do something, but that's the overall point is I like when my teams come out and say, we're trying to do this.
That so Kurt I agree Lankham with.
Is saying,
that message.
We're trying to win a championship this year, next year, and the year after. The 49ers are saying, we're in the Super Bowl. We're in the conference of the Super Bowls. All right? We're not in the NFC. We're not in the AFC. We're not in the NFC West. We're not in the AFC West. We're in the division of the Super Bowl contenders, and we're trying to win a damn Super Bowl. But with Steph Curry, this comment right here, I'm surprised it didn't get a lot of traction on Twitter, if it did. But Kurt Lankham yesterday was Steiny and Guru on Steph's longevity. We all keep saying, well, maybe he's going to walk away in 2 years or whatnot.
Who knows?
Listen to Kurt Lankham.
I mean, Steph is a monster. This guy is as competitive as anybody I've been across in any walk of life, not just on the court. This guy is, I know it doesn't look like it, and we've talked, he doesn't look like he's, that guy is so competitive, and he works so hard and so smart. We joke with him all the time that he's Tom Brady at basketball. Like, you know, he'll be, maybe I want to play 3 or 4 more years. And we're like, hey, you've been saying that for a while. Like, why can't you just do this till you're 45? I mean, there's other players in the NBA right now who I think people have predicted the end of their career for, like, the last 10 years. And, you know, some of those guys are still going at, like, 40 years old and are unbelievable players. So I have absolutely no doubt Steph can continue to do that. And he's what you build around. Mm. I mean, it's just as simple as that. There, you build around special people, special players in any business.
So that's Kurt Lankham. Now, I'm going to ask Eddie Johnson, does he believe Steph Curry could play till he's 45? Maybe he has 3 or 4 years left at this level. And then maybe he tapers down and he becomes, you know, a nice role player. Who the hell knows how long Steph wants to play? But he's still playing at a high level. That's the big overall point to me. He's still playing at an overall high level, and he's going to continue to build around Steph, which I think, you know, so all the Warrior fans can say, well, that's all lip service. We want to see it. But at least that is the mindset that they're putting out there saying, we're building around Steph. We're not trying to waste a special player and a special time with the special player.
They haven't. I mean, they didn't win one championship. They've won 4 championships. They lured the greatest free agent in the history of the game outside of LeBron. And like, again, whatever. They're not trying to win without Steph. That is... Tell me you're a dunce without telling me you're a dunce if you think that the Warriors haven't been trying to win without Steph Curry. They've been footing a bill that's higher than the Giants' payroll, for Christ's sake, the last multiple years. So what do you think they're doing currently? They're literally exhausting every single option under this unbelievably difficult CBA that was built to destroy them. Like, that's the other part of all this. Everyone needs to acknowledge the entire current business model. The other 28, 29 teams were looking at the Warriors and the Clippers are like, screw you. We are putting this together to stop you. So I take it as a compliment of how competitive the front office has been.
No,
anybody complaining about the front office needs to have their head examined.
Yep. So they're gonna exhaust all options. Yeah, Paul George is a big fish here. He's got a decision to make tomorrow whether or not he wants to pick up his player option. Chris Paul, the deadline is today that the Warriors are trying to push back. We got Dunleavy some sound about that in a second. But you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.